Very pleased with the performance. Obviously, the guys have worked very hard this last 3 weeks since the Down match on creating that intensity, working on our organisation, everybody knowing their job. We knew if we could go out and perform, we had the footballers when we were on the ball to get the scores, etc. And we probably should have won the game by more, and the penalty shouldn't even have been an issue at the end. But we did put ourselves in that position, obviously. But delighted the final whistle went and everything worked out for us, you know.
It's key, of course, in football, the kick-outs in the middle of the park. That's where the battle starts to be won. And, mm-hmm. and you just dominated that area of the field today.
Yeah, and it's not something that we play particular focus on. Patrick Kearney probably had the game of his life, and certainly showed his quality in the air. Now, I must say, his time and the jump and everything was superb. He put a massive shift in. He came into the changing rooms and was sick at half-time, such as the shift that he had put in that first 30 minutes. And Jack Doherty's work rate across the middle was just, it was amazing, actually. But very, very pleased. But the key was, I know you say we did catch ball, but we won a lot of breaks today. And against Down, we couldn't buy a break, you know. And the boys were just up for it. They were tuned in, they were focused, and they were hungry. You know what I mean? We're totally root off Down or Donegal.
How much of an inspiration was that you were going into a game where everybody had totally written you off, and Donegal were all Ireland contenders?
Look, well, obviously that was great stuff, to be fit to say that to the players. You know, we've been totally wrote off, but it didn't really get to us in that sense, because we played Donegal, we appreciated why they were favourites. They had given us two tankings through the year, but while giving us the tanking, they taught us how to play, and we just needed to get ourselves organised with the players that we had. We knew we had the footballers to do it. We're not, you know, Glenn didn't win four in a row for nothing at club level, and that is a reflection of club football across the minor football across the county. So, you know, it was important that a Derry team come together and pull together and went out and displayed a bit of pride in the jersey and take us to, you know, win a match we're not supposed to win. It's a long time since Derry won a match we're not supposed to win, and I'm all pleased with that, you know.
It's a long time as well since Derry have won a minor title. I think it's 13 years, is it, since a title of that age group level has come back to the Oakleaf County, and all of a sudden you find yourself now in the deciding game against Cavan in the middle of July.
Aye, absolutely, and it's still 13 years, you know what I mean. With Cavan are obviously a quality side, and they have a big bulk of the McCrory side, and which means that their familiarity is very strong. They're playing together since October, not May or whatever it is whenever their championship kicks in. So they've displayed a lot of quality. They've been ruthless, and I know that Antrim held them early on, but I mean, when Cavan got themselves organised, give themselves a shake, they kept 114 the second half, which is tremendous shooting. So we need to get our homework done, and to be 100% honest, I never looked past Donegal at all. I just couldn't even afford to think like that. So we'll just have to do our homework on it now in the next 3 weeks and see exactly what we're up against, you know.
And ahead of that, to take a one like you did today, this is a major boost for your group of young boys. I think it was only three that started there today that started the championship last year. So for this group of fellas going into an Ulster final, and the way he's won today is a big boost for them.
Yeah, well, look, they've bought into the system. We've worked very hard, and you know, they've a lot of juggling to do. The club commitments, they've a lot of them playing senior, the minors, club football as well. There's a big emphasis, obviously, in Derry. As everybody knows that whole story, but as I say, they bought into this setup, and hopefully, that, you know, days like today sort of show them what it means to play for Derry, and the sense that they can now, you know, building their own careers, and, you know, and start to make names to themselves. You know, all the Donegal reports were naming all these household names before the match, and then there'll be the token Conor Glass name at the end of the report. So, you know, it's up to them now to step up and start making names to themselves. But they've won nothing yet. Cavan are obviously a good side, going to be a very strong side, and we're going to have to do our homework and go and perform again. If you don't perform at minor level, you could be tanked, you know what I mean, and that, we can't allow that to happen.